So my question today is for myself and for each of you listening, why do you post on social media? Why do you post on LinkedIn or X, or if you post to YouTube or any of the podcast platforms, Facebook, et cetera, social media? Why do you do that? Well, I was really thinking about that today. And of course, I've had this podcast, Poetry, Passion, and Pleasure. A podcast for I don't know, close to 2 years now, and I was thinking, why do I actually do this? And the simplest kind of way I came up with it, I was using my sort of corny metaphor that I've used on the podcast a number of times, this idea of pickle juice, that we surround ourselves with a kind of context. And I often talk about a context of stories, of mythology, of poetry, stories via poetry in particular. And that this, because we are such social animals, we're such story-based creatures, that this is really important for who we are in the world, how we show up in the world, are the stories that we marinate in. In other words, what we pickle ourselves in. And, I find it really interesting, particularly in a culture where we believe that almost it's like paradoxically, we've learned to believe that context doesn't matter. That the pickle juice doesn't matter. It's almost like we are swimming in a context that says context doesn't matter. So anyway, but if I really got down to it, why do I post? And again, I want to ask the question sort of universally and have you think about it as well in what I want to bring today. But for me, the idea is that I post on LinkedIn and X and a number of the other YouTube and post the podcast on other platforms because I think my essential purpose or mission is to try and help us bring head and heart back together again in our culture. To create the pickle juice, or in my case, the art or the poetry, the stories that help us integrate both our head and heart. Because I believe more than ever, given the meta crisis, given the political, social, ecological crisis that we face, that it is going to require the strategy, the intellect, the brilliance of our minds at their best, as well as the heart, its intuition. It's a felt sense of the world, our feelings, our emotions, our empathy, our empathetic response, that it's going to require both of those, head and heart, coming together if we are going to, in effect, to be able to get to these nth order responses and solutions that give us any chance at all of having success. With all of the complex, paradoxical challenges that are coming at us, again, politically, socially, ecologically. And what I wrote a little piece today. This is just a, I don't know, it's kind of prose, piece. I just called it pickle juice. And I said, there are formulas, yes, for making the just right juice for the cucumber's glass jar home. So, in other words, there are formulas for doing that. There are formulas, yes, for making the just right juice for the cucumber's glass jar home. For sweet or sour or hot pickles, a strategy of chemistry. But as for just how the juice does its thing, how it works, well, we are up and way over our explanatory heads. Of course, we can throw lots of Latin words and formulas, even the wonder of complex equations. 2.3 gallons of X liquid equals 72.5 pickles. But in our hearts, we know that juice is juice. And what it does to a cucumber in that jar is magic. Try to explain the perfect taste of pickle. You see, what I was thinking is that each of us is putting, we're putting comments and essays and responses, and we're saying things and we're putting our art. We're doing all sorts of things to communicate. In this case, we're talking about social media, via social media, LinkedIn, many others, as we've talked about. We're doing that because we want to have some kind of positive effect on our fellow human beings, our fellow earthling travelers on this planet. That's why we're doing it. I mean, what else, what other reason would there be? We want to affect other people. And many people, I see so many people with big hearts, on many of these platforms on social media. Of course, there's the other two. But I see many, many people with big hearts that really do, in my estimation, want to help in any way they can. And so I was, one other little piece, which is kind of poetic, and it's written by, it's a wonderful book by John Tarrant called Bring Me the Rhinoceros, and it's about Zen, teaching Zen stories. And sort of deep into the book, Tarrant says it like this, and it's a little bit about this purpose idea. Why do we do what we do? He said, we can't say, Tarrant says this in Bring Me the Rhinoceros, we can't say that human lives have a purpose. We can't say that human lives have a purpose, since a purpose would be smaller than we are. It's an interesting way to think about it, isn't it? It's true, though, that the impulse to give freely to the world seems to be at the bottom of the well of human intentions, where the purest and clearest water arises. To be able to offer back what the world has given you, but shaped a little by your touch, that makes a true life. Eventually, we find our song, remember it, and sing it. Eventually, we find our song and remember it and sing it. And we can never know who else will sing the song or how the story will turn out in the end. It ripples widen beyond us, and there is no end in sight. That's John Tarrant on purpose. And I love that because he's really saying that we're each trying to find our own song. We're each trying to find our own song to sing in the world, having no idea who's going to take on that song, or if anybody else is going to sing it, or if it's going to have the effect or an effect on other people. So for me, my song is to use poems and the stories embedded in poems to help each of us integrate our head, the best of our intellectual selves, and our hearts, the best of our intuitive, heartfelt sense of the world. Because I believe to the degree that we can pickle ourselves for that integration of head and heart, that we are each much more powerful, especially when we are confronted with the kind of deep, complex challenges of things like the meta crisis. If we are going to be able to respond in any kind of skillful way, I believe it is going to be because we have brought the head and the heart together in a skillful way. And for me, poetry is one of the ways that we can pickle ourselves for that opportunity of head and heart coming together. Okay, so thank you so much for your listening ear. As I always say, until next time and next poems, please, please take good care of yourself. And if you can, take good care of someone else.